We're going to go ahead and get started this morning.
Vamos a empezar esta mañana.
And today we're continuing our series on great prayers of the Bible.
Y vamos a continuar la serie de grandes oraciones de la Biblia.
And this study has caused us to focus in on prayers that are in the Bible.
Y este estudio nos ha causado enfocarnos en las oraciones de la Biblia.
First, we studied Abraham and intercessory prayer.
Primeramente empezamos con Abraham en la intercesión de oración.
Last Sunday we studied Solomon and a prayer for wisdom.
La semana pasada empezamos con Salomón en la oración de sabiduría.
And today we are studying prayer for restoration.
Y hoy vamos a empezar a estudiar la oración por restauración.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, we thank you so much for the privilege that it is to study your word together. We do ask, Lord, that you would anoint, that you would touch, that you would help both me and Brother Pedro. We pray for your anointing to be upon us, Lord. We pray that you'd open your word as we look at a prayer for restoration. And we thank you for all that you will do in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're going to be looking at a prayer from Nehemiah.
Hoy vamos a estudiar una oración por medio de Nehemías.
Some people say, how do they say, Nehemiah. Depends how you say it. But we're going to look at Nehemiah today. If you're looking at the book, we're in lesson number 3 in the English.
Y si estamos mirando el libro, la lección de libros, es en el... ¿Qué es? ¿Estudio
it's,
número qué?
It's lesson 3 in English, and I think
el
it's lesson...
¿Tres? ¿Tres?
And I think it's like 17 or 16 in Spanish.
Y en español es la lección 17 o 18.
Okay, so let's go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah.
Y... Fueron sus libros en el libro de Nehemías.
And so, turn to Nehemiah chapter 1. We're going to be looking in chapter 1 and chapter 2 a little bit.
Vamos a empezar con el capítulo 1.
And so, our central truth this morning is this. Prayer is essential for spiritual awakening.
Y la verdad central de esta mañana es la oración es esencial para...
There is no way for there to be spiritual awakening without prayer.
No hay manera de que pueda haber un despertamiento sin una oración.
You will find, even with a simple study of church history,
y lo vas a encontrar hasta en los más esenciales estudios.
What you will find is that revival is always started with people praying.
Y tú te vas a dar cuenta de que todo el tiempo el revivimiento va a empezar con la gente orando.
God will burden the heart of his people.
Dios va a...
He will move on their heart.
Los va a mover los corazones de ellos.
And he will move them into prayer.
Y los va a mover a oración.
Sometimes the man of God or woman of God will see what's happening in the world.
Todos estos hombres o mujeres de Dios lo van a ver en el mundo.
And God will begin to move on their hearts to pray.
Y Dios los va a mover para en sus corazones para que oren.
They can see what's happening in their community.
Ellos pueden ver lo que está pasando en sus comunidades.
In their family.
En sus familias.
And they'll be just experience the burden of the Lord to pray.
Y ellos van a sentir el movimiento del Señor para orar.
Our key verse is 2 Chronicles. There we go. Is 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Y la versículo clave está en 2 Crónicas 7:14.
Anybody want to read the key verse? 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14. This verse is very familiar to us.
Este verso es muy familiar para nosotros.
Brother Pedro, you want to read it in Spanish?
Si se humillase, humillare mi pueblo, sobre el cual mi nombre es invocado, y oren, y buscaren mi rostro, y se convirtieren de sus malos caminos, entonces yo oiré desde el cielo, y perdonaré sus pecados, y sanaré su tierra.
This verse reminds us of the need for humility. Reminds us of the need for humility.
Y esto nos recuerda de la necesidad que tenemos en la humanidad.
It's important to humble ourselves in God's presence.
Es importante que nos humillemos en la presencia del Señor.
Acknowledging that we need Him.
Saber que lo necesitamos.
And when we will call out to God in prayer.
Y gritarle al Señor en oración.
Then He will answer.
Y Él va a contestar.
Today we're going to be looking at a prayer of Nehemiah's.
Hoy vamos a mirar a una oración de Nehemías.
Have you ever found yourself listening to someone?
Si alguno de ustedes ha encontrado escuchando a alguien.
It could be a doctor, a lawyer.
Puede ser un doctor, un abogado.
A family member.
Un familiar.
And they give you a discouraging report.
Y te dan un reporte triste.
How many of you have received a discouraging report? I think all of us have in one way or another. That discouraging report.
Ese reporte de las noticias o.
Now, when that happens, sometimes we don't know what to do.
Y cuando eso pasa, no sabemos qué vamos a hacer.
If it's a doctor's report about our health.
Es un reporte de un doctor de nuestra salud.
And we just are frustrated with the report.
Y a veces nos frustramos con ese reporte.
And it can weigh heavy on our hearts.
Y puede estar ser pesado en nuestros corazones.
We get a report about our children.
Agarramos un reporte de nuestros hijos.
Or a bad report.
Un reporte malo.
Here in the book of Nehemiah chapter 1.
Aquí en el libro de Nehemías, capítulo 1.
Nehemiah has received a bad report.
Ha recibido un reporte malo.
The children of Israel had been released from Babylon to return to Jerusalem.
Los hijos de Israel han sido vueltos para regresar a la tierra de Belén.
And some of the people from Jerusalem were visiting the Jews that were in Babylon.
Y algunos de estos los hijos del Señor han salido a la tierra de Babilonia.
And so Nehemiah, he asks them, how's everything going over there in Jerusalem, in Israel?
Nehemías les pregunta, ¿cómo está todo allá en Jerusalén?
And he gets a discouraging report.
Y él da un reporte muy malo.
And what we find in the story of Nehemiah here,
lo que encontramos aquí en la historia de Nehemías,
is a man that is close to God,
un hombre que está cerca del Señor,
a man that has the heart of God,
un hombre que tiene el corazón del Señor,
and he begins to grieve in his heart over what is happening in Jerusalem.
Y él empieza a sentir un mal sentimiento por la gente de.
And so let's get into our lesson. The first part is Nehemiah learns of Jerusalem's condition. And what ends up happening here as he understands what's going on in Jerusalem.
Y si estamos aquí entendiendo lo que va a explicar aquí lo que está pasando en Jerusalén.
In the first part, Nehemiah receives that discouraging report.
En la primera parte, Nehemías recibe esta mala noticia.
Look at Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
Vamos a mirar a Nehemías del verso 1 al 3.
And I'll read this part if you don't mind. It says this, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. In the month Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in Susa, in the palace, Hanani, one of my relatives and some men of Judah arrived. So I asked them concerning the returning Jews who had been in captivity and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant that returned from captivity is there in the province, enduring great affliction and reproach. Also, the wall of Jerusalem remains broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. Nehemiah asks his relative, how's it going over there in Jerusalem?
Nehemías les preguntó a sus parientes, ¿cómo está todo por allá?
And he receives this report.
Y él recibió este reporte.
He says, the people are enduring great affliction.
La gente está pasando grande aflicción.
And then the wall of Jerusalem is still broken down.
Y también la muralla de Israel está todavía quebrada.
And with the wall broken down,
y con esta muralla quebrada,
that means that the enemy was able to penetrate, that they were susceptible to the enemy.
Eso quería decir que sus enemigos podían entrar.
They weren't protected.
No estaban protegidos.
And so this is a discouraging report.
Esta era una reporte malo.
And so Nehemiah begins to consider what is happening.
Entonces Nehemías empieza a considerar lo que está pasando.
And he ends up discouraged because of it.
Y él está desilusionado por lo que está pasando.
Now, we must remember the children of Israel left the land of Babylon.
Nosotros debemos recordar que los hijos de Israel se fueron de Babilonia.
In three different groups.
En tres diferentes grupos.
One of them went early.
Uno se fueron temprano.
Another group had just left.
Otros apenas se iban.
You read about that in the book of Ezra.
Y eso lo leen en el libro de.
And then a third group would go back to Jerusalem.
Y el tercero se irían para Jerusalén.
Now, the Bible only records three returns.
La Biblia solo está tres regresos.
But it would be during those returns that the people would not be able to do what they had desired to do.
Y en esos tres regresos, la gente no iba a poder hacer lo que ellos querían hacer.
And we get that because his relative has told him the walls are torn down.
Y sabemos esto porque su relativo. Sus parientes le dijeron que la muralla todavía estaba quebrada.
And so Nehemiah is deeply concerned about what is going on in Jerusalem.
Nehemías estaba muy preocupado por lo que estaba pasando.
It's bad news.
Eran malas noticias.
It's like, how many of you have received bad news in your life?
¿Cuántos de ustedes han recibido malas noticias en su vida?
Bad news has come to Nehemiah.
Malas noticias han venido a Nehemías.
God's people should be victorious.
La gente de Dios tiene que ser victoriosa.
There should be a display of God's power.
Tiene que haber una visión en el poder de Dios.
But yet he hears what's going on and he's discouraged.
Y sin embargo, él oye lo que está pasando y está desilusionado.
Becoming a follower of Jesus,
cuando tú te haces un seguidor de Jesús,
does it help being a follower of Jesus?
¿Te ayudará a ser un seguidor de Jesús?
Does it help us when bad news comes our way?
¿Ayuda a cuando malas noticias vienen a ti?
What do you all think?
Piensen.
It should, amen?
Because tiene que pasar.
Because he wants to help us through it all.
Porque él nos quiere ayudar a pasar todas estas cosas.
But if we don't have God in our lives,
pero si no tenemos a Dios en nuestras vidas,
there's no one really faithful to lean on.
No hay en realidad alguien con la fe para liderarnos.
But thankfully we have someone faithful to lean on. Amen.
Pero gracias a él tenemos a alguien con en que repecharnos.
Nehemiah has received bad news.
Nehemías ha recibido malas noticias.
And he now begins to express his grief over the situation.
Y ahora él empieza a expresar su dolor.
Look at verse 4.
Vamos a mirar el verso número 4.
Who wants to read that verse? Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 4.
Nehemías 1, verso 4.
This is an amazing verse.
Este es un verso maravilloso.
Because Nehemiah has heard this discouraging report.
Nehemías ha escuchado de esta mala noticia.
And what Nehemiah does is he begins to weep over this situation.
Y lo que hace Nehemías es que él empieza a llorar.
He's troubled by the news.
Él se siente mal por las noticias.
The people in Jerusalem are afflicted.
La gente en Jerusalén están asfixiadas.
The wall is torn down.
Las paredes están quebradas.
And God begins to move on his heart.
Y Dios empieza a moverse en su corazón.
Before God ever does a work,
y antes de que Dios haga un trabajo,
he moves on his people and he begins to break them.
Se mueve en su gente y los empieza a quebrar.
God is moving on Nehemiah's heart here.
Dios está moviendo en el corazón de Nehemías.
I'm reminded of a sermon by David Wilkerson.
Está recordando un sermón de David Wilkerson.
I'd encourage you to listen to it sometime.
Les da el ánimo que lo escuchen alguna vez.
It's titled A Call to Anguish.
Es llamado el llamado a la angustia.
And in this sermon, he describes how he was walking through the streets of New York.
Y en esta historia es que él estaba empezando a caminar en las calles de Nueva York.
And he sees all the sin.
Y mira todo el pecado.
The wickedness of a city on its way to hell.
Las cosas malas que están pasando y que van al infierno.
The drugs.
Las drogas.
The prostitution.
La prostitución.
He sees this city going down to hell.
Él mira esta ciudad que está yéndose al infierno.
And God begins to move on his heart.
Y Dios empieza a moverse en su corazón.
And he describes walking along Broadway.
Él recuerda que él estaba caminando en la calle Broadway.
Weeping.
Llorando.
Crying.
Llorando.
Wailing. These are gut cries.
Gritando.
As God was moving on his heart.
Como cuando el Señor se estaba moviendo en su corazón.
And he says, I wasn't looking for a church.
No estaba buscando por una iglesia.
I wasn't looking to start a ministry, he said.
No estaba buscando empezar una nueva ministerio.
But rather, he says, I was feeling God's pain for the city.
Pero en vez estaba sintiendo el dolor del Señor.
Nehemiah has been called to a place of understanding God's heart.
Nehemiah fue llamado a entender el corazón del Señor.
He begins to cry out to God.
Y él empezó a llorar al Señor.
He weeps and he mourns for days.
Él estaba llorando y estaba triste.
What Nehemiah is feeling here isn't something just, oh, a little sadness for a moment.
Lo que sentía Nehemías no era una tristeza por un momento.
He's so burdened that he's crying out to God for days.
Él está muy preocupado que él empezó a orar al Señor.
He's so moved by this that he's not even eating food. He's fasting.
Él está muy movido por esto que no ni siquiera está comiendo, estaba
fasting,
ayunando.
Has God ever moved on your heart this way?
¿El Señor se ha movido en ustedes de esta manera?
God, unless you move, I can't. I need you to move.
Y a veces Dios necesita uno que se mueva en nosotros.
You're weeping and you're crying and you can't even eat because you're so focused on God, saying, God, you must answer.
Y Nehemías no comía, lloraba porque estaba pidiéndole al Señor que se moviera en él.
This was God moving on his heart.
Y esto era lo que el Señor estaba haciendo.
Would to God that we would be open to God that way.
Esperemos que estemos abiertos al Señor con esto.
We need prayers like this today.
Necesitamos oraciones de estas hoy en día.
There is wickedness that's on the move in our nation.
Hay mucho pecado en nuestras naciones.
I just saw the other day Kellogg's is saying we're standing with pride. Kellogg's cereals.
Hay un cereal que es el Kellogg's que andan poniendo comerciales de que ellos están orgullosos.
I mean, they're telling our children it's okay.
Están diciéndole a los hijos que está bien.
Sin is okay.
Que el pecado está bien.
And if you dare speak about it, they'll shut you down.
Y si tú los retas a hablar, te van a callar.
We need people to be burdened with the burden of God.
Necesitamos a gente que están fuertes en la oración.
Our nation needs help.
Nuestras naciones necesitan ayuda.
They're pushing this Equality Act.
Están empujando este acto de igualismo.
They want to silence hate speech.
Quieren silenciar el hablar del odio.
If they succeed with this,
y si ellos triunfan en esto,
it's going to come to the point where they're going to say the Bible is hate speech. The Bible.
Va a llegar al punto donde ellos van a decir que la Biblia es algo de que habla del odio.
We need prayer warriors.
Necesitamos guerreros de oración.
That will experience the heart of God over these situations.
Que experimenten la fuerza del Señor.
That will be burdened by God for days.
Que estén con él por días.
That will weep and cry with the heart of God.
Que lloren y se quejen.
Nehemiah is expressing the heart of God.
Nehemiah está expresando el corazón del Señor.
And every true move of God has it as its inception, at its heart, people just like Nehemiah.
Y el corazón del Señor se mueve en gente como Nehemías.
One man of God said, "Give me Scotland or I die." A man of God said, "Give me Scotland or I die." He was burdened for Scotland.
Un hombre del Señor dijo que le dieran a Scotland o moriría.
Others have said, "Give me souls or I'll die."
Otros dirían, "Deme sus almas o moriré."
We need to get the heart of God.
Necesitamos tener el corazón del Señor.
I have this little handout.
Aquí tenemos un libro.
And it's talking about fasting guidelines.
Thank you. Y está hablando de las líneas del ayuno.
Nehemiah is moved to a point of fasting.
Nehemías ha llegado al punto de ayunar.
And fasting and prayer is important.
And ayuno y la oración es importante.
But in these fasting guidelines, it's good because it helps give us an understanding of how fasting should be done.
Ariel, son cosas importantes que nos enseñan cómo hacer estas cosas.
We shouldn't just go and fast haphazardly or just because we want to. We should be led by the Spirit.
Estamos haciendo estas cosas, no nomás. Hacerlas es hacerlas con la seguimiento del Señor.
But it also gives some guidelines in the sense of if you fast one meal.
Pero también nos dice que puedes ayunar una comida.
Or more.
O más.
But if you have a medical condition, you've got to use caution.
Pero si tienen una enfermedad,
so it's a good guideline.
Tienes que usar precaución.
But fasting is important for our prayer lives.
El ayuno es importante para nuestra vida de oración.
You know, it's actually good for you health-wise too.
Y también es buena para tu salud.
Amen. God desires to answer our prayers. And what he's done in the past, he can do today.
Dios escucha nuestras oraciones. Lo que ha hecho en el pasado, lo puede hacer hoy.
Our generation needs to see more of this.
Nuestras generaciones necesitan ver más de esto.
We have a big God.
Tenemos un Dios grande.
And he can answer some big prayers. Amen.
Y él puede contestar grandes oraciones.
Nehemiah has been burdened with God's heart.
Nehemías ha estado ferviente con el corazón del Señor.
And so Nehemiah, our second part, he begins to pray for God's favor.
En la segunda parte, Nehemías ora por el favor de Dios.
First, he offers praise and confession.
Primeramente, Nehemías ofrece alabanza y confesión.
Now, as we look at this prayer of Nehemiah,
cuando vemos esta oración de Nehemías,
there's a pattern of prayer that he begins to show.
Hay un paso que empieza cuando Nehemías está orando.
And so, Sister Gina, can you hand this one out as well? This one is a pattern of prayer. And just consider the pattern as we begin to look at Nehemiah's prayer.
Y este otro es donde él da pasos para la oración.
Now, as he begins to pray, he demonstrates humility.
Y cuando él empieza a orar, empieza con la humildad.
He shows a reverential awe.
También el respeto y el de reverencia.
Then he worships the Lord.
Y después adora al Señor.
Then he offers penitence or repentance.
Y también ofrece arrepentimiento.
And then he goes into petition.
Luego después empieza con petición.
And so consider that as we begin to look at Nehemiah's prayer.
Consideren esto cuando estemos mirando la oración de Nehemías.
Look at verses 5 through 9 as Nehemiah begins to pray.
Vamos a empezar a leer los versos 5 al 9. Nehemías, primer capítulo.
Remember, he's fasting and praying.
Recuerden que él está ayunando y orando.
And it says in verse 5, I'll read this part. And he said, I beseech you, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and mercy for those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I now pray before you, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you, and have not obeyed the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which you have commanded your servant Moses. Please remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you behave unfaithfully, then I will scatter you among the nations. But if you will return to me and keep the commandments and do them, though your outcasts are under the farthest parts of the heavens, I will gather them from there and bring them back to the place where I have chosen to establish my name. This is Nehemiah's prayer.
Y esta es la oración de Nehemiah.
And Nehemiah starts off by humbling himself before the Lord.
Nehemías empieza la oración con humillándose a él.
He's humbled himself by fasting and praying.
Él se puso en este sentido de humildad, empezando a orar.
And he does this and shows it to God as he acknowledges that God is great.
Y esto lo demuestra cuando él se está diciendo que el Señor es grande.
He says, "You are great and awesome, O Lord."
Y él dice que el Señor es grande y poderoso.
And he acknowledges that he's Almighty God.
Y él declara de que el Señor es grande y poderoso.
And he acknowledges that God is faithful to keep his promises to them.
Y también declara que Dios es fiel en cumpliendo sus promesas.
And so he's reminding God of his promises.
Y él le recuerda al Señor de sus promesas.
And so before he begins to ask God for things,
y antes de que empieza a preguntarle al Señor por cosas,
or in other words, petition God,
o pedir petición a Dios,
he makes sure to acknowledge the bigness of Almighty God.
Él se pone seguro de que él sabe de que el Señor es grande.
He repents for the sins of his people.
Él se arrepiente por los pecados de su pueblo.
He acknowledges even unconfessed sin.
Él declara que han tenido pecados no confesados.
For he understands that unconfessed sin can hinder the prayer.
Porque él sabe que si él ora sin confesar sus pecados, puede bloquear la oración.
Now in verses 10 through 11,
en los versos del 10 al 11,
Nehemiah offers his petition.
Nehemías da su petición.
Petition is when we're asking God for things.
Petición es cuando estamos preguntándole al Señor por cosas.
How many of you know that our prayer time is not all about just asking God for things?
¿Cuántos de ustedes saben que cuando estamos orando no nomás es de pedir cosas al Señor?
Nehemiah has spent most of his time acknowledging God.
Nehemías pasó el tiempo declarando de que el Señor era grande.
Big he is.
Qué tan grande es el
How
Señor.
How awesome he is.
Qué tan maravilloso es el Señor.
How faithful he is.
Qué tan fiel es el Señor.
How holy he is.
Qué tan santo él es.
Even repenting of sin.
Arrepintiéndose de su pecado.
And now he comes to the point of petition.
Y luego empieza con la oración de petición.
Look at verses 10 and 11.
Vamos a ver versos 10 y 11.
And this is his petition. Anybody want to read those verses? Nehemiah has spent a lot of time acknowledging God's power.
Nehemías estaba enfrentando y esperando qué tan grande era el Señor.
And he says to the Lord, "Lord, acknowledge my prayer."
Y le dice al Señor, "Por favor, escucha mi oración."
Listen to me, Lord.
Escúchame, Señor.
And he begins to ask for favor.
Y empieza a preguntar por favor.
He says, "Let your servant prosper this day."
Y le dice, por favor, que tu siervo prospere hoy en este día.
And he says, "Grant him mercy in the sight of this man."
Y le pide también que le grante misericordia hoy en este día.
Now, Nehemiah is a cupbearer for the king.
Nehemías hacía un trabajo para el rey.
And Nehemiah knows he needs to talk to the king.
Y Nehemías sabía que él tenía que hablarle al rey.
And so he asks God for favor in this.
Y le pregunta al Señor que le dé favor.
As a cupbearer.
Como un de esos que le ofrecen la copa a los reyes.
He was not supposed to show any kind of emotion.
Él no suponía de enseñar ni una clase de emoción.
He was supposed to taste whatever the drink was, lest it be poisoned, and give it to the king.
Y lo que tenía que hacer él era probar el vino de la copa, por si está envenenado.
But a sign of emotion, if he looked scared or if he looked sad, could be troubling to the king.
Pero si hay una emoción en él, como que tiene miedo, que Y el rey lo mira y el rey se va a preocupar.
And so there's a fear of the king in his heart.
So hay una un miedo en el corazón del rey.
And so he knows he's going to need God's favor in this.
Y él sabe que va a necesitar el favor de Dios.
Now in chapter 2 verses 1 through 4.
Tienen Nehemías capítulo 2.
We will begin to see how God grants Nehemiah's request.
Vamos a mirar aquí, Dios concede la petición de Nehemías.
Now, first, Nehemiah expresses to the king his concern.
Y aquí, Nehemías expresa su miedo a Dios.
Look at verses 1 through 4.
Y vamos a mirar Nehemías 2, del 1 al 4.
Now, between chapter 1 and chapter 2,
medio del capítulo 1 y el capítulo 2,
we need to understand that Nehemiah didn't approach the king immediately.
Tenemos que entender que Nehemías no se acercó al rey inmediatamente.
Between chapter 1 and chapter 2, 4 months has passed.
Entre medio del capítulo 1 y el capítulo 2, 4 meses han pasado.
In other words, he prayed, Lord, I need you to help me in this 4 months ago.
Y Nehemías estaba, Señor, ayúdame con esto. Y eso pasó hace 4 meses.
Look at verses 1 through 4 of chapter 2.
Vamos a leer Nehemías 2, del 1 al 4.
And it says it this way, I'll read it. It says, in the month of Nisan, during the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. Never had I been upset in his presence. That says something about Nehemiah. So the king said to me, why is your face troubled, though you do not seem sick? This is nothing but a troubled heart. The king obviously had some discernment, didn't he? Then I became very much afraid and said to the king, may the king live forever. Why should not my face be troubled when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates have been destroyed by fire? But the king said to me, what are you requesting about this matter? Immediately I prayed to the God of heaven. Nehemiah is doing what he normally does as a cupbearer.
Nehemías está haciendo lo que él usualmente hacía.
But on this particular day, he notices something different about Nehemiah.
Y el rey esta vez, él se dio cuenta de algo.
His countenance is not the same. His face, his
su
look.
Apariencia, su cara no es la misma.
And he discerns and says, you're not sick, Nehemiah.
Y le dice, no estás enfermo, Nehemías.
What's troubling your heart?
¿Qué es lo que está causando problemas en tu corazón?
And so at that moment, Nehemiah has the opportunity to express his concern to the king about Jerusalem.
Y Nehemías mira la oportunidad para decirle al rey lo que le está pasando a él en su corazón.
Keep in mind.
Tengan en mente.
Nehemiah has been giving wine to the king for 4 months.
Nehemías les ha estado dando el vino al rey por 4 meses.
He's been asking God for favor.
Él le ha preguntado al Señor por favor.
But God's answer to his prayer has come 4 months later.
Pero la oración del Señor no vino hasta 4 meses después.
What does that tell you and me about prayer?
¿Qué es lo que te dicen, qué es lo que nos dice a nosotros de la oración?
Sometimes we want God to move immediately.
Algunas veces queremos que el Señor se mueva inmediatamente.
And we get in trouble when we try to help God.
Y nos metemos en problemas cuando nosotros queremos ayudarle al Señor.
Abraham and Sarah ended up with Ishmael, didn't they?
Abraham y Sara, ellos tuvieron a Ismael.
Nehemiah is a good example of someone that has waited for God's window of opportunity.
Nehemías es un buen ejemplo donde él esperó.
He has waited for God's answer.
Él esperó por la respuesta del Señor.
And 4 months later, the door has opened.
Y cuatro meses después, la puerta abrió.
And he steps into the door immediately, doesn't he?
Y él entra a la puerta inmediatamente.
He became afraid.
Él se sintió con miedo.
He could have been in great trouble.
Él podía haber estado en un gran problema.
But he expresses his heart to the king and he says, "Why should I not be sad?"
Y le dice al rey, ¿por qué no tengo que estar triste?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalén.
It lies waste.
Está perdida.
And the king says, "Well, then, what are you asking?"
Y el rey le pregunta, pues, ¿qué estás preguntando?
The king is saying, "Ask of me."
Rey, diciéndole, ¿qué quieres de mí?
What are you requesting?
¿Qué es lo que requieres?
And look what Nehemiah does.
Miren lo que Nehemías hizo.
That very last part of verse 4.
La última parte del verso 4.
Says, "Immediately I prayed to the Lord."
Y dice que inmediatamente oró al Señor.
There are times, at times, that we don't have a chance to go run to the prayer closet.
Hay algunas veces que no tenemos el tiempo de ir a nuestro closet de oración.
You have no opportunity to fast and pray for days.
No tienes la oportunidad de ayunar por días.
The king has said, "What are you requesting about this?"
El rey le pregunta, ¿qué quieres de, sobre esto?
And so Nehemiah begins to pray in his heart right there immediately.
Y entonces Nehemías empieza a orar inmediatamente.
Aren't you thankful you can talk to God anywhere?
¿No estás alegres de que tú puedes hablar con el Señor donde quiera?
You see, when we're in a relationship with God,
cuando tú, nosotros estamos en una relación con el Señor,
there is a secret place, a meeting place.
Hay un lugar secreto, pues,
but God is with us.
Porque Dios está con nosotros.
And we can talk to him anywhere.
Porque podemos hablar con él donde sea.
And so he prays.
Y él empieza a orar.
And so Nehemiah prayerfully presents his request.
Y Nehemías presenta su requerimiento con oración.
Look at verses 5 through 8.
Vamos a verlos en el versículo 5 al 8.
And it says this. Where are you, verse 5? There it is. "And then I said to the king," Nehemiah says, "if it pleases the Lord the king, and if this might be good for your servant who is before you, then would you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, so that I may rebuild it? And the king with the queen sitting beside him said to me, how long would your journey be? And when will you return? Because it pleased the king to send me. I established a timetable for him. I further said to the king, if it pleases the king, may letters be given to me for the governors of the province beyond the river, that they would allow me to pass through until I come to Judah, as well as a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the temple mount, for the city wall, and for the house into which I will enter. And the king granted me these things, because the good hand of my God was upon me." This is beautiful. Wonderful how God is answering his prayer.
Esto es maravilloso.
He is now requesting these things of the king.
Ahora le está pidiendo estas cosas al rey.
But there's something about Nehemiah's life.
Pero hay algo en la vida de Nehemías.
That the king has granted him this favor.
La razón es de por qué el rey le ha dado todas las peticiones que pidió.
There is no doubt that Nehemiah has been faithful to the king.
No hay duda de que Nehemías ha sido fiel al rey.
Now the king is pleased in granting his request.
Y ahora el rey está satisfecho con él y le ha dado sus peticiones.
And I love how it says, "The good hand of the Lord was upon me."
Y aquí es una cosa buena cuando él dice que el favor del Señor estaba con él.
God will give us favor.
Dios nos va a dar el favor.
In the presence of his people.
En la presencia de su gente.
Even in the presence of people of the world.
Y también en presencia de la gente en el mundo.
When our lives are right with God.
Cuando nuestras vidas están bien con el Señor.
We will have favor.
Vamos a tener favor.
Now, let me qualify that correctly.
Vamos a calificar esto correctamente.
Because you will also have enemies.
Porque también tienes enemigos.
I'm not going to go and say you'll only have favor and no enemies.
Porque no voy a decir que nomás tienes favor y no tienes enemigos.
I mean, Mordecai had a Haman, didn't he?
Porque Mordecai tenía enemigos.
Amen. Jesus had a Judas.
Jesús tenía Judas.
So on. But yeah, God will give you favor.
Pero Dios te va a dar favor.
You see, this is a prayer for restoration.
Y esta es una oración de restauración.
And Nehemiah is even going to be given the resources to rebuild the city.
Y Nehemías ha pedido los recursos para arreglar la pared.
But all of this has come because he has.
Y pero todo se ha hecho porque él oró.
He has been in relationship with God.
Una relación con el Señor.
Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and finish off with the ministry in action. First, the first one is using Nehemiah's pattern of prayer, and you should have got that. Pray for your community, your church, and your nation.
En el ministerio de acción, usando el modelo de oración de Nehemías, ore por su comunidad, su iglesia y su nación.
Amen. Use that pattern of prayer.
Usen esos pasos de oración.
Notice it's the same in Nehemiah as it is in our Lord's Prayer.
Nehemías con la oración del Señor.
Secondly, be the answer to someone's prayer by providing food or clothing for a person in need.
Segunda, sea la respuesta a la oración de alguien proporcionando alimentos o ropa para una persona necesitada.
And then lastly, consider fasting at some time during the week.
Y por último, consideren ayunar en lugar en momento durante esta semana.
Time of fasting and prayer for your family, your loved ones, your community, our nation.
Ayunar para por sus familias, sus comunidades, por sus naciones.
We need God, don't we?
Necesitamos a Dios.
But we have wonderful examples of how God answers prayer.
Pero tenemos muchos ejemplos aquí donde Dios nos da las respuestas de nuestras oraciones.
There's nothing impossible with our God.
No hay nada imposible para nuestro Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for all that we are learning from this unit of study about the great prayers of the Bible. We thank you for the humility of Nehemiah, how he experienced your very heart for his own country, how he was not willing just to stay there in Babylon, but was willing to do something about it as well as you opened that door and granted him favor. I pray, Lord, that not only will we pray, I pray that you would show us what we can do as well to be, Lord God, a part of the answer to that prayer. But Lord, Nehemiah moved. He went down into Jerusalem. He began to bring workers together to cause them to build. And so I pray that, Lord, we would be the answer to someone's prayer. And Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. Lord, move us, Lord, into a place of prayer, and we thank you. We pray again that you would bless each and every father here today and Father's Day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.